Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live down a little bit south of home today, Bob. We're down at D&W in Kalamazoo.
That's right. Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys, and it's 107.3 every Saturday. Right now we have Tom Antor on the line, the owner of Huntin' Time Expo. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, so good to talk to you. Listen, we've got some exciting stuff to do with you coming up. When is the big Huntin' Time show? January 25th?
It's actually 27th through the 29th. We're always the last weekend in January, so it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're really excited to have you guys coming down because, you know, that's what this is all about at the end of the day. Why do we go out and pursue these critters all over the earth? It's because we can throw them on a grill afterwards, and this is going to tie everything together, and people are going to come down there and be able to meet you and have a few microbrews and try different exotic meats. We're going to have, you know, I imagine we're going to have a full gamut of critters, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I am practicing with my bow every day now. And I'll tell you what, there's not going to be an animal that's not going on the grill this fall.
That's right. Thanks.
Except my dog.
Yeah, you know, Tom, we appreciate you working with us on this. We're beyond excited about being part of the Huntin' Time Expo there at the Deltaplex. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it's our 21st year, and it evolved from the first year we were at the Ford Fieldhouse. We kind of outgrew that, and it's about three times bigger than what it was when it was at the Ford Fieldhouse. We fill up, the entire building, all the hallways, the upstairs. We have seminars. We have retailers from around the state. We have exhibitors from literally all around the world now, including every province in Canada, selling different types of hunts. You know, everything from red stag in Russia to, you know, doves in Mexico. I'm not kidding you. It's pretty amazing how many people find Western Michigan is a great place to come and sell their hunts, because they know we have a very enthusiastic hunting population here in West Michigan, and it's one of the largest hunting populations in the state. Unfortunately, we're starting to hemorrhage a few of those hunters for some reasons we'll get into later. But
yeah, we need to talk about that here too. But if you just tuned in, it's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3. We're talking to Tom Antor from Huntin' Time Expo, and that is every year at the Deltaplex, the last weekend in January. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday gig. The Grillin' Guys are going to be out there next January, and we're going to be grilling all sorts of wild game. So it's going to be tons of fun. We're already making plans for that. And Tom Antor owns it. You're also a county commissioner, and you're starting a political action committee. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I've been, along with a lot of other people, maybe you guys included, kind of frustrated at what's going on in the state. You know, we're losing our manufacturing base. You know what's happened with the auto industry. And, you know, what we have left right now is our natural resources. And even that, to a certain extent, we're taking them for granted. And, you know, it's pretty sad when most of the northern Michigan area and the upper peninsula is no longer a destination for hunters to go to, because they don't have reasonable expectations anymore when they go up there. And that, in part, is due to mismanagement of the resource, in my opinion. And
absolutely.
I just got back from up there a couple weeks ago and actually met with the governor and some other folks up there and some legislators. And, you know, the people up there are just fed up. The businesses are dying. There's bars and restaurants that we used to go to routinely when we went up there. They're now closed down, boarded up. And it's just really sad. One of the reasons are people aren't going up there hunting anymore because, again, lack of reasonable expectations. And,
well, our illustrious DNR brought the wolves back in.
Well,
that was really smart.
There's some things going on up there that defy logic, and typically it revolves around revenue generating. You might have an area that's really been devastated by winter kill or whatever. In the next year, you see them piling on doe permits in those areas. That type of stuff is just, it doesn't really make sense. And we need to generate revenue, I would agree, but we can do that by bringing people back into the state to pursue, wildlife, instead of losing hundreds of thousands like we have in the last couple of years to other states. People aren't quitting on hunting. They're just leaving the state. And that's
well,
insane.
I'm the classic example.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
me,
you know, most of my buddies that used to hunt in the state are now going west or southwest. They're going to Illinois, Kansas, Iowa. You know, all those hot spots, because, and the only thing they have out there that we don't have here, really, it revolves around trophy bucks. You go out there, and they have management programs or I guess just a different way of life out there where they don't shoot every little buck that comes by. They let them go, and they really see some quality animals. And the whole hunting experience, I call it, a lot of people call it quality deer management. I call it quality hunting management, because when you have big bucks out there, an older class of bucks, you have a better experience, because all of a sudden the rut becomes that much better. You have the hunting, the fighting that the deer do. You have a lot more scrapes and rubs, and it's just a lot more intense. And that's what kind of brings you out in the woods, and that's lacking here in the state. So, yeah, this political action committee is going to be incredible. We've already met with several groups that are ready to come on board already. Toby Nugent, who's Ted's kid, he'll be on our board of directors along with some other names that everyone's going to recognize. And what we're doing is we're tying this in. This political action committee is going to attract businesses that revolve around hunting and fishing in the state. It's all going to be a revenue thing. If it's good, if it's going to bring people into the state, if it's good for hunting, good for fishing, if it's going to increase the opportunities, that's what we're going to be promoting. We're going to do that through the legislature. And that's the only way you get things done.
Let's talk about that on the next time you're on, because you'll have more information for us.
Absolutely.
People can find out Hunt and Time Expo. What's the website?
Huntingshows.net.
Okay, huntingshows.net.
Correct.
And that's the Hunt and Time Expo. It's at the Deltaplex. You and I met there the other day. It's going to be just a perfect setup. We're going to have some absolute surprises for people that attend, and that's a huge draw anyway. That show is just packed with people.
Yeah, it's going to be. This is just a perfect tie with you guys, and I can foresee this being this every year we're going to do this. I wouldn't see any reason why we wouldn't. And as long as our show's around, we're going to have people come down there to see what the grilling guys are up to and look at all the new technology in grilling. And, man, it's going to be a riot.
All right, Tommy. Well, listen, thanks for calling in, and we're going to talk to you next week. I'll be chatting with you on the phone.
That sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, bud.
Well, that was Tom Antor from the Hunt and Time Expo, and the grilling guys are going to be live and local up there in the end of January at the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids. They're going to run about 20,000 people through there. We are really looking to be a big part of that this year, and we're excited about it. But, Bob, you know what? It's a holiday weekend. Get out in your backyard. Do some grilling. We've been pushing steaks like crazy here because there's a huge sale at D&W. We're down here at Parkview D&W, at Parkview in Oakland in Kalamazoo. But for those of you that might not be that carnivore with the big red meat eater, Bob's got a little recipe here for a bourbon peach chicken. Tell us about that, Bob.
This is a variation. It's something basically that's evolved based on an old recipe, but it's my version of it. And I use about 10 bone-in, skin-on chicken breasts. And what I'll do is I'll just put a little oil on them, salt and pepper, and maybe a little garlic. And I'll throw them on the grill over like a medium heat, because they want to flare up if you've got a grill with an open flame. You don't fully cook it. You just, as Big Paulie would say, just nice. And you prepare your grill for indirect cooking. You saute some onions in a large pot. And they won't, you know, it won't always fit on. You got to make sure that the pot will fit on the grill in an indirect cooking method. So whatever you're going to use, try it on the grill before you shut the lid. Shut the lid before you fire that thing up. And make sure you select a pot that you can cook with indirectly, that your lid will shut, because you got to close that lid. And then we're going to post this recipe. There's a bunch of stuff that goes in it, but basically it's bourbon, grapeseed oil, a little onion, a jar of peach preserves, some fresh sliced peaches, a little Worcestershire and cloves, and you make up this. It's kind of a chutney, but it's a broth. You grill it, and then you simmer it in there indirectly. You kind of smoke it for a couple hours, and It's an old recipe, but it really works. And we're going to put that on the website this afternoon.
Yeah, that'll be on the Grilling Guys later today. Right now on the line, we've got Lisa Freeman from the Spice Merchant. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa, thanks so much for taking time with us. I fell in love with your store in Traverse City, and I had to call you because I walked into there, and my nostrils just exploded with all the excitement from those spices. I mean, what a treasure that store is.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. Everybody loves the aroma. And, in fact, in our store in Saugatuck, we keep the doors open in the summertime. And, you know, we can usually beat kill winds in aroma. So it's one of our, certainly one of our good points.
Yeah. So how did you ever think of opening a spice store? Because most people would just think that, oh, you just go to the supermarket and just grab something off the rack. But you really can't sample them. You can't taste them, smell them.
Well, that's a lot of what the foundation or idea behind our company is that you can come in, you can buy in small quantities, which, as you probably know, since you do a lot of cooking, spices don't last forever. People have a tendency to buy a great big, you know, 1 gallon jar of parsley and keep it in their pantry for 10 years, and that just doesn't work so well. So we like to offer folks the opportunity to buy smaller amounts of things, to try them both in the store and to take them home and sample them. And, you know, again, we also believe in just using spices and salt and pepper and garlic in our blends. We have a real issue with most of what you find in the grocery stores right now contains a lot of preservatives and a lot of fillers, and in fact, you know, words that have about 15 letters in them, and you have no idea what you've got in a blend or what you're putting in your body. So we're real careful about our blending. We're real conscientious about people with MSG and food allergies, such as peanut allergies. So, you know, you'll find those things in our store, which I think is something we certainly can. It's a value add to what you can't find in a grocery store.
We're talking. This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 FM, and we're here every Saturday from 9 to 11. Right now we're talking with Lisa Freeman from Spice Merchants. You've got two stores in Traverse City, one in Ann Arbor, one in Saugatuck. What a phenomenal business you're building there. Hats off to you, because we all know how hard it is to build a small business, especially in this climate. But when I went in that store years in Traverse City, first of all, your manager's top-notch. The guy was totally cool. He gave me a coffee rub that I tried on a tri-tip, and it was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But what a wonderful and you're sitting right next to a balsamic shop that sells balsamics and oils. I mean, it was... I couldn't. My wife was just trying to drag me out of those stores.
Well, interestingly, the same folks who own the store, the oil and vinegar store here in Traverse, also have one just a couple doors down from me in Ann Arbor. And then in Saugatuck, we're lucky enough to have different company, but just as great of a oil and vinegar place right around the corner from us. So they seem to go hand in hand, and we've paired well with them.
Do you have a website? Do you have a website?
We do. It's spicemerchants.biz, B-I-Z. We have a great website. You can visit us there, order everything online, and we have continued to grow our website over the course of the last couple of years. So, yeah, definitely can visit us there when you can't come into our stores.
Well, that's great. Lisa, thanks so much for spending some time with us, and look forward to hitting your shop in Saugatuck.
Yeah, please do. I think it's a little closer for you guys being in Kalamazoo. So that's our flagship store. So please do visit us there or visit us online. We'd be happy to help.
Okay, bye-bye. That's it. We got to take a break. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.